All right, party boys, zip it up. It's too early.
Dancing around.
Get your clothes back on.
Creeping everyone out. My God. Anyway, welcome to it. The Plan B Morning Show. Brock and Hunter. Yes. All right. 7:08. Let's do it. Your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump.
That
septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. That's right. .com. On the World Wide Web. All right? Mm-hmm. World Wide Web.
Except you don't have to type in www anymore.
World Wide Web. .www. No, that's not right. It's like grandma typing it in. Well, hey, a nursing home says it's sorry for hiring a stripper. A senior living facility is apologizing for hiring a stripper to entertain the men. And it's not in the U.S. It actually happened in Taiwan. It was all in good fun to celebrate the Mid-Autumn Festival, a Chinese holiday. A spokesperson for the nursing home said because of COVID, they haven't had parties and wanted to lift the spirits of the men there in their apology.
Let's see, come on. What's the problem? For crying out loud, these people are just on the verge of dying.
That's where I'm at.
Give them a stripper.
We've become so just PC, so sensitive, so woke. Right? Like, if my grandpa told me, like, you know what? You know what I want for my 86th birthday? I want a stripper. I'd be like, hell yeah, grandpa. I'm going to get you a stripper.
We're going to the bank. We're getting some money, and we're hiring a stripper for grandpa.
Yeah.
That's what he wants.
Because you're old. You've gone through it. You don't have much time left on this life. Why are we trying to take away the fun stuff from the old people?
You had fun before you perished?
Yeah. You did what? You let those old people enjoy themselves? You know, let grandpa pop a couple Viagra, have a couple shots and a beer, and enjoy a naked lady. Grandma's been dead for 15 years. He's lonely. Yeah.
The problem is that there was like three guys that had a heart attack as soon as she got naked.
But you know what?
It's like Blue from old school.
They died with a smile on them, even if they did die. It's not like they had that much longer. Maybe that seems insensitive, but yeah. At least they died having fun, not sitting in a bed going, God, I wish I could see something naked one last time.
Yeah, there's always one stuffy person that ruins it all.
Yeah.
Look around the room. Everybody's having fun here but you.
And then we have to apologize and make this big, you know, hullabaloo because of that one person.
You know what sucks is when, like, you got to publicly apologize, but, like, nobody really agrees with it, but you have to do it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like nobody really means the apology, but, hey, you got to do it.
And no one wants it either, except for that one small group of people. We're like,
got to make Karen happy over there so she doesn't lose it.
Like, if I found out that the nursing home where I put my father hired some strippers to entertain the men there, I'd be like, why didn't you tell me, Dad? Why? I would have been there with you.
I'm checking myself into the nursing home. I'm feeling a little... I'm feeling near death.
Let's see. We got bingo on Monday night. We have a karaoke on Tuesday, stripper Wednesdays, cocaine and heroin party on Thursday. Oh, wait, hold on. That's supposed to be Friday.
And then
That's
your
Friday.
Visitation on Monday.
That's right. Do you know what? You're old. Just let them have fun. They're old. Mm-hmm. All right. Look at him. He's too old.
He's got a 5-year plan, Brock.
Yeah. Don't die. But if he is going to die, let him do it getting grinded on by some 22-year-old stripper, all right?
Beers, shots, strippers, guns, whatever it is.
Took so much Viagra, it blew it right off, man.
Look like the end of a hot dog in a microwave. What happened?
Never seen anything like it. Never seen anything like it. He's too old. What about this, Hunter? We've all been on flights with that one kid who's just having the worst day and cries the entire time. Poor little bugger's ears are popping. Maybe they're sick. So what if you could pay extra?
The whole time.
What if you could pay extra to take an adults-only flight? Would you pay the upcharge? A travel vlogger brought up the idea in a recent TikTok after a child cried for an entire 3-hour flight. Some of the parents on TikTok were amused and said that they'd also love a kids-free flight. Other commenters thought her stance was a little over the top and suggested she take a private flight to avoid the public. Now, here's the thing. even as a parent, I think this is a great idea. We have adult-only
idea.
We have adult-only cruises. Kiki and I went to an adult-only resort for our honeymoon because, look, there's certain times where it'd be nice to not have kids there. I think that's totally...
It's more work. It's more things you got to... It's just... So the only thing I can compare it to is like kids-free weddings that I've done.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is nice. You know, it's not like I'm in like the McDonald's play place here.
As a parent, I can't get upset about that, or at least I don't think I should, because you have every right to say, look, I'm sorry, I don't want kids here. And I get it. My daughter can be a handful. There's been times where I've had to take her out of places because she's disturbing what's around. And it happens. Kids are being kids, and you can't really blame the kid. What you do is you blame the parent for not adjusting to the situation. I think this is a great idea. Hell, there might be a time where we leave the kid with the grandparents, and then we go on an adults-only thing and get weird with it.
Maybe the plane should just have a separate room where it's like the McDonald's play place. Just put all the kids over there.
Ugh. No, there no place should be like the McDonald's play place.
But just sticky hands on the ceiling. Random, like a discovery zone.
Random Band-Aids just everywhere, right?
The ball pit in the plane.
You know, I think that's the only reason I'm not dead is because of the immunity building time I had in the McDonald's, Hardee's, Burger King play places.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Sticky with diseases, man.
There's not enough bleach or Lysol in the world to clean those ball pit balls. I mean, my God.
Never clean. Come on. Who's cleaning that?
Remember you see your buddy pop up and he's got a runny nose. You know there's just snot everywhere. You got the one kid up on that little glass dome thing and they got their face stuck to it, like licking
the dome.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. No, there's it, even now. Like in this,
shut it down,
burn it to the ground. Okay. And if you put that on a plane, now it's in flight. I mean, come on. It's just Xanadu. But yeah, I think I'm totally on board with this.
Yeah. Kids free. No kids.
Just have it. Or like you said, have a section if it's too much of an issue to have a separate, you know, whole plane for it. But
put them in the baggage spot. You know?
Put them down below. Where's Timmy?
Timmy? Down below.
Timmy! I think he's playing in the luggage. It's fine.
We checked Timmy. We checked him.
He's fine. Yeah. Put him in one of those dog crates. It was cheaper. Wonder if anybody's ever tried to do that. Maybe it's cheaper than buying a ticket.
100%.
Put little dog ears, draw little whiskers on their face, put them in a... Now, look. If anybody comes up to the case, just growl, okay? They won't ask questions. Dad, I don't want to. Look, I left you some crackers and you got milk in there.
I'm zipping you up.
All right, cool. Just be quiet. It's expensive. Don't blow it. Lastly, let's end with this. Enough of putting kids into the baggage claim. Robots could be taking over the world, or at least our jobs. They took our jobs. Convenience stores in Tokyo, Japan are using robots to stock shelves. The robot finds the right location by using artificial intelligence and tiny cameras to match the kind of beverage that it's running short on. It can restock up to 1,000 bottles and cans a day.
Wow.
A professor of data science tells us robots can help us stop the spread of COVID because it means less human interaction.
What are you going to be doing? What are humans going to be doing in the future? Sitting around?
That's like, how do you even argue with that, though? As a business, like, okay, you got some... You know, 16-year-old stock boy who's high as a kite because he smoked weed in his Corolla during his lunch break.
All the air whip cans here or whatever.
And he is barely moving at a snail's pace, all right? Just like dropping cans, you know, taking candy bars.
It's a no-brainer. You don't even have to really pay the robot. You just got to buy it one time. Yeah, it is a no-brainer, but it's scary, man. It's scary.
I know you're all, we've had this conversation. You're all worried about we need structure. We need the structure of work. I don't know.
You do.
We need to try. Can we try it out for like a year? Let's just let the robots do it for a year and see how we do.
Just hear me out on that. This is what it is. Once people have too much downtime, they start doing dumb things because they get bored. Humans get bored. And if you're not there working all the time, you know, sometimes you're just like, I'm going to go do something stupid. Now you got everybody in the world not doing anything.
I think you're using
not a good thing.
I think you're using us though as the base,
the prime example,
the base of this experiment. All right, I don't know if you and I are a good base.
I need structure, man.
What am I gonna do with myself? I don't know.
I don't know.
Start a fire somewhere. I guess that sounds like a good idea. I got a lighter. I'm bored. Might as well. It's crazy, man. It's crazy to think. And when you put up those kind of numbers, those two, it was like, oh yeah, you could stock 50 cans an hour.
You can't compete with that.
You can't compete with that.
No.
I don't know. Stone Johnny the Stock Boy can't really compete with a 1,000 can a day robot. We'll see.
Stone Johnny apparently doesn't want to work anymore anyway. So
like Johnny's high in the walk-in freezer again, eating Doritos. Can we do something about this, guys?
Yeah.
Look, so I heard about these.
Go home, play your Fortnite.
I heard about this robot. It's really good. But I know Johnny's dad. I feel bad. All right, there you go. That is your Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.